Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got big news right off the bat, followed by a lot of big happenings and drama. I won't keep you in suspense. Let's jump right in. Starting right off with the big news, New York's appeal to overturn Yang's restoration of the primary has been struck down by the court, siding with Yang and preserving the primary. Woo! Eat it, establishment. Democracy ain't your plaything. Seems a small deal, but we can never allow our right to vote to be infringed on. That is the road to autocracy. Be steadfast, gang. There are things worth defending in this country. Moving on, we've got an alert. Friday, starting at noon Eastern, we will be trending hashtag Yang Gang for Congress to support our, well, Yang Gang running for Congress. Speaking of, Luchi Gayot has been excluded from a debate among New York District 9 congressional candidates being hosted by the Brooklyn Young Democrats. They are saying that they sent him an invitation, but Gayot and his staff say they scoured their emails and found nothing. Now, of course, the BK Young Dems are saying it's too late to include him, which I'd say is BS. They wouldn't even need to add a podium since it's a Zoom debate. So in my opinion, whether the correspondence was an honest mistake or not, this is censorship and it's not okay. As far as I'm concerned, this is anti-democratic and everyone involved is an accomplice. I tweeted as much to all the organizations and candidates involved. If you feel the same, link is below. Another Yang Gang congressional candidate, Heidi Briones, had her primary. Sorry to say it didn't go our way, though that was entirely expected. It was a perfect example of the nearly insurmountable advantage incumbents have, with incumbent Bonamici taking 86% of the vote. This basically comes from people voting on extremely low information, usually just whichever name they recognize, as well as a massive differential in the money available to incumbents versus challengers, and the media favoring the incumbent. It all comes together to make the challengers invisible, and voters lack either the time or the motivation to look for them. This is a broken system. It is democratic in little more than name. This is why democratic reforms are so important. As long as we can't elect people who want to make progress, everything else that we want is extremely difficult to attain. We need ranked choice voting, we need democracy dollars, we need to do something to level the media coverage, and we really should do something to level the funding as well. Right now, our politicians are chosen by their connections and ability to get people to give them money, usually a few rich people. This does not select good leadership skills. Our politicians need to be chosen based on their policy, values, character, and ability to reach consensus with those they disagree with. The good news is Heidi came in second place, so she was at least preferred over the other two challengers. Bear in mind, she did jump into the race late and with no name recognition or funding, so her accomplishment was impressive, and the 5,300 people who voted for her are now aware of UBI and other Yang Gang policies. The other good news is that there's one simple way to get around all this, and those of you up on your math skills may have already noticed, primary turnout is so low that only around 5% of residents vote. 5%! If we get just a few percent to vote for our champion, that's a win. So if we're going to change the world, it's all about getting the word out. Tell people how much of a difference they can make in primaries. Tell them how awesome your candidate is. And make sure they follow through. That is the fight. If you'd like to see Heidi's live stream of the results rolling in, you can find the link below. And speaking of incumbents, Jonathan Herzog visited Nerds for Humanity, where they discussed exactly that issue. Specifically, how the establishment chooses who goes to Congress and how they prevent anyone from challenging the incumbent. It includes some really crazy insights, such as banks not wanting to deal with challengers and New York refusing to relax signature gathering even during COVID. It's a fascinating conversation for those who want to understand how these elections work and are rigged, which I hope is all of us, because the better we understand the system, the more effective we can be in manipulating it to get our people in and make real changes. Herzog also dropped by Nathan Latka's YouTube channel for a discussion about his race in New York, how the race functions, what's needed to succeed, and a review of his policies, including UBI and data rights. Nathan is a great interviewer who asks very poignant questions that get at the real substance of these issues and elicits valuable conversation. These are two very intelligent individuals, and it's a great listen. Scott Santon set up the Nth Dimension podcast for a discussion of UBI and climate change. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to this one yet, but Scott's never a waste of time, so you can't go wrong. Humanity Forward has officially endorsed Tim Ryan in light of his fight for UBI and economic rights. I don't know that much about Ryan, but I certainly like everything I've seen from him lately. Another article from The Atlantic came out calling for the importance of going big on stimulus and the risk of going too small. Author Derek Thompson calls for a $10 trillion stimulus package over the next 4 years. Granted, some of that is zero-interest loans for small businesses, so that part is not an actual cost. He also doesn't understand UBI because he's pushing a single stim check and more UI instead. That said, he's entirely right about going big. There is little risk to throwing too much money at the problem. Worst case, we trigger some inflation and have to fix it by raising taxes or interest rates. Spending too little, however, means potentially terminal deflation, collapse of small businesses, collapse of consumers, collapse of the economy, which would take over a decade to recover from, possibly costing our position as a superpower and definitely allowing China to surpass us, not to mention the human suffering. Republicans in D.C. need to wrap their heads around this right now, because every second they delay is making the recovery process longer and more painful. Mike Breuer had an Ask Me Anything session on Reddit, which you can find below. Finally, Matt's interview with Zach Grauman is going on today, and Matt is taking our questions that we want to ask Zach. My questions, aside from whether he's there to replace other Zach, was, what attempts were made to form a coalition with Bernie, Warren, and other candidates during the campaign? Why none of them worked together or adopted each other's policies? And why we should prefer ranked choice voting to star voting? Visit the thread below and add your own questions. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Support Luchi Gayot. Let Heidi know how much you appreciate her efforts. Check out the interviews and the AMA. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day. Using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.